This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 at the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. You probably figured that because Jay's voice doesn't sound like mine. She sounds like Jay Kirshner. Right, Jay? You don't want to sound like me, and I don't want to sound like you.
Yeah, huh? You know.
Cutie pie. No, wait a minute. That's Jennifer. She's not supposed to sound like me either. What's
well,
the story?
I don't think I do. Do I? A little? No. Some days. No. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I think sometimes Jen and I sound alike. Yeah.
We do, really?
Now, that, I think, is true. Yes.
Huh. I think there's a different tone and timbre to your voice. Jennifer Horn is here with Jay Kirshner on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are lots of people who are listening to this program who come from different places. You know, there's a... I was looking at over the weekend at what they call an audience composition report. Does that sound like you're back in the third grade?
Was it written in crayon? No. Loose leaf?
Yeah, well, loose leaf binders. Oh, yeah. Did you like those? Did you have loose leaf binders?
I still love school supplies. They're mm-hmm. so yeah. exciting. I love to smell them.
Binder?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you use them in the business? You and your father have the CRN Digital Talk, CRN in Los Angeles. So how do you use them? You run the place pretty much.
Yeah, so, I don't get to use, like, traditional school. Like, I remember, and this is something for, like, 80s and 90s kids, like, the Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
Which was, like, this binder that had Velcro, and it would open, and it had, like, a notebook and folders. Like, I don't get to use, like, those kind of school supplies so much, but cracking open a new box of pens or pencils or new Post-it notes, that's always very exciting.
Well, as school is getting started, we can ID.
Even when I see the ads for school starting again, just walking down the aisles in a Walmart or something, you know, just looking at all the school supplies, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Florida. We've been talking. If you want to catch the goodday show.com, we have that. We have a loop that we play back the show all day, every day, whole program. You can listen to it anytime you want at gooddayshow.com. So you can hear a previous conversation about what's going on in Florida. There was a vigil because of the killings at the dollar store, and DeSantis was loudly booed as he addressed this group, the governor. Now, whether these are mostly black people, I don't know. It seems that's one of our divides. You know, white people and white supremacists support guys like DeSantis. Is that too much of a generalization?
Yes.
Or is that? It is.
I,
okay.
I think so. I think it's just yeah. as racist.
So then why do the racist white
because
people support
I think we need
DeSantis
to start talking
and the Republicans?
About Well, I think we need to start talking about people who were doing right and wrong. I mean, there was that girl.
There was the
girl who walked in, the transgender person, right, that walked into that school. We've never heard a peep about her manifesto and what she was doing there. But
what,
yet,
did
hear
she
every,
kill anybody?
The school?
Yes.
She
Where
went
was
in
that?
And
I've forgotten that one. Where is that?
That was in Nashville. Tennessee.
Yeah, in Nashville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we don't hear about that motivation. And then we hear about the person who, the white guy who targets black people in a supermarket. Well, we hear about that one, but we don't hear about the black person that targets.
Well, so what is the, but what do we want, so we don't
what
hear
I want
about
is
it,
to,
then.
What I want to do is talk about what is right and wrong. And what's wrong is to walk into anything for any reason and shoot people down. But we constantly say, well, it's okay because that victim was really stressed in some situations, and in other ones we say, well, it's a white supremacist. I mean,
who says it's okay because the person is stressed? Where'd that
come from? We hide the reasoning for people doing these crimes. I mean, I see it in L.A. all the time. We say that the criminals are not really the criminals because they are coming from systemic racism, or they're coming from a system that has...
Well, this guy obviously was a racist.
Life. No, I'm just saying, in general, I want us to just start striking down on what's right and wrong instead of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just, oh, it freaks me out. It's always wrong when someone walks in and opens fire on somebody. But yet, it's like we're playing sides for who we like in disgusting sides like this.
And making excuses, and there's just no excuse. You're totally right, Jen.
Yeah.
We are making a lot of, we're making a lot of excuses for these people. The fellow that was known as the BTK killer. His name is Dennis Rader, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's been named as the prime suspect in a couple of unsolved murders in Oklahoma. And so this guy, they went out to his property and they found a lot of things. This is what made him, you know, from people who have been missing since 1976, what makes somebody like this. And there wasn't a lot of, I'm trying to remember back to that time or two, as you're suggesting, Jennifer, lots of other circumstances. This guy's in jail now for a number of, 12 life sentences because he was convicted of killing some other people. So this guy's obviously a madman. Whenever I see something like this, all I can think of is how people thought that what was the name of the movie that Jodie Foster...
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. I mean, people thought that was extraordinarily entertaining. What the hell is entertaining about somebody chopping up a body and eating somebody's flesh?
Well, I thought the movie was good. Like, the way the movie is made, the content can be like, well, I'm not going to watch that, but I don't know.
But isn't that something that gives people ideas? Doesn't all this violence... I saw two movies over the weekend. One of them was the Liam Neeson... movie that was quite violent, frankly. It was an interesting story. And then I went to see Golda. And it, the contrast in stories, I mean, they were both interesting stories. The story about Golda is a real story. And it was well told, and certainly Helen Mirren did a great job all the way around. Here's a woman who's never smoked in her life, and she chain smoked through the whole movie. That's part of the subtext of the movie, if you haven't seen it or read any reviews. I'm off the...
Well, just to get back to this story for a second, there is no doubt this guy is a racist jerk, but when the first thing that we bring into the conversation is Ron DeSantis, as much as I'm not a fan at this moment of Ron DeSantis, this has nothing to do with him. It's nothing to do with him. It has to do with the bad guy.
Well, but so we have the black people booing him. Right. But so why are black people tuned in, if you will, or why are they turning to, as the guy opens his mouth, because they don't like him because they think he's a racist, they boo him before he even really says anything.
You know, I was watching, and Jay, you'll appreciate this probably because you followed this probably closer than anybody else here, but the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp documentary that's on Netflix, I watched it this weekend. And it's interesting. I thought it was going to be more about their story, but it was actually about how the media covered the story. And at the very end, it was like, it was an okay documentary. It was all right. I can't say it was great. But at the very end, they said something so poignant, and that is that we get our news now based on people we like.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's no truth anymore. There's just none. And it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to all of us. We get our news based on people that we like. And that is such an unfortunate thing because truth gets lost. Now, why these people were booing Ron DeSantis, maybe it's because he's pro-guns. Maybe it's because I don't know. He doesn't come across as the guy who's presented himself to be racist by any stretch. But here we are in a place where we should be focusing on the person who walked in with a gun and opened fire at a Dollar General, and instead we're having a conversation about Ron DeSantis. It's just so misplaced.
Well, there you go.
Like a vigil, it should be honoring the victims and those lives lost.
You got it.
Yeah. Now, is this because the national stage is set because the political temperature is as warm as it is, and as difficult as lightning striking on both sides, the Republican side, the Democratic side? I saw something over the weekend about an argument between Justices Alito and Kagan. Last summer, apparently, they clashed about decisions that were made, and now this summer, they're both out sort of on the road, if you will, as to the ethics of what's going on with people in the Supreme Court, like Alioto, I always say Alioto is Alito, and Clarence Thomas, and the way that, especially Clarence Thomas, has been, what other word can I use for it, bribed by people who are giving him all kinds of gifts, and apparently Alito has got some of these too, and so the other side is taking a dim view of it, as we all should take a dim view of it, frankly. Jennifer and I have had this conversation any number of times. I think that Clarence Thomas is a disgrace, and I've always thought he was since the very beginning. And now, am I a racist because he's black and I'm saying that?
Next thing, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I don't feel that way about Clarence Thomas.
No,
but I do
don't.
Think that
it's
we
okay.
need to have stipulations that both Congress, people, anybody, it seems like, in power now, uses their position to try to figure out how they can get some free stuff.
Yeah, for themselves.
So,
yes.
And this is everybody. Whether you're a Supreme Court justice or a member of Congress, it's like they come in, you know, nice, simple, humble people. I mean, maybe not Supreme Court, because they're getting judged. They're already judged. Usually.
Yeah.
I mean, these members of Congress come from like owning a car dealership, and then all of a sudden they've got, or working at a car dealership, and then they have, you know, billions of dollars. So you have to follow the money train on all
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. All right, before we leave the violence pew here, a college student was shot in South Carolina after he went into the wrong house. Here we go again. This is the same street where he lived, and he was mistaken for a burglar. So he was shot. Is that stand your, what is that, what's that law?
Stand
your ground. Do they have that in South Carolina? Is that something that is part of the, well, this guy's a sophomore coming back to school and he was shot.
It's a tough one. If someone's breaking into my house in the middle of the night, I don't know if I'm sitting around.
Well, they weren't breaking
in. Yeah, he entered. Yeah, he just entered the wrong house. But what if it, with this whole shoot first, ask questions later, or even people just being as scared as they are that there is somebody there to do wrong, what if it was a family member or a loved one who came over and maybe you have an open door policy and you weren't thinking?
That's scary, and we're all scared right now.
Have you ever entered the wrong home or apartment unit, or even just the wrong car? Like you think you're getting into a friend's car or your Uber, or even just your car, and you weren't even paying attention?
There's no tolerance, and is that because we've had too many of these episodes, or is it because we're being whipped into?
But is it common to enter the wrong house?
I have entered the wrong thing numerous times.
You have?
I'm that person.
Okay.
I'm not, but I still understand what the concern is for sure. All right, must listen conversation. Good day. Time is 18 after the hour.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Thank you.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay. 23 at the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. Excuse me, I'm in his studio. I can't deal with my own allergies here, so excuse me. Excuse me. So here's a an FBI contractor, retired, who seems to have coerced a dozen minors into sharing pretty explicit content and engaging in lewd acts over social media. This is somebody that's, do I identify? I sometimes feel if I come up with a name, Jay, that it gives them more notoriety. And why tell people who this is?
Or it shames them because they should be shamed.
All right. Well, Brett James, then. There you go. Of Arlington, Virginia, charged with two counts of sexual exploitation of children and production of child sexual abuse material, one count of attempted coercion and enticement, and one count of receipt of child porn after the father of a 13-year-old victim found what was going on and contacted the police.
This human being is disgusting.
Not even a human being. How does a human being do this? This is a sub-human being.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deserve to be categorized in the same group as you and me.
Oh, absolutely. And the mind manipulation. And not just coercing, but straight up, this guy threatened to die by suicide if this 13-year-old didn't supply what he wanted. How
sick. You sick SOB. You son of a... Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So how does somebody get like this? How do you get so sick? How do you get so focused on such inappropriate behavior, inappropriate conversation? How do you get there? Where does it start? It's got, you know, you think about all the guys like Epstein and his whole thing, people who are fascinated with children sexually. Who does that?
Pedophiles. Absolutely gross.
There? Yeah, but how do you get to that point? Where is it, you know, these...
Well, that's definitely, yeah, the psychological conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So in the meantime, we're disgusted by this, as well we ought to be. And then you look at the whole business of that movie, The Sound of Freedom, and what it deals with, and how prominently people and groups have had these experiences. There's all kinds of support groups all over the place to help people who have gone through this with somebody in their family or gone through it themselves.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. Maybe I'm just too damn naive. Well,
and a lot of times when it comes to abusers, it can be somebody that you don't know. But more often than not, it's somebody who is close to the family or even in the family, a relative, a friend. And that's why it's so important to talk to our children, not just about strangers. Not every stranger is dangerous, but not every adult is safe.
Mm-mm.
And teaching about what to watch out for and that there are no secrets. If anybody tells you to keep a secret from your parents, even playfully, it's inappropriate.
Yeah. So is this tied at all to the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about transgender children and what any nonconforming young person, they can't find a safe haven. And so might they be, you wonder whether the two, if there's a merging somewhere of the interests or the problems that are encountered by, in this case, the students and what was going on with their parents and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you said something that was pretty apt, and I didn't think about it that way, of children being abused who want to go through this, and are they liable to try to escape from their parents, and they get into the hands of somebody who's a purveyor of this sort of stuff, and it makes it even worse than... But you know what I'm saying?
Like a backstreet chain, operation or something.
Right. Yeah.
It's just also dangerous.
It is. Tough time. All right, 20 and after, food for thought here on Good Day.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game, unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida this morning. Trey Thomas has more.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The President quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the Governor any support or resources he may need.
Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She said high winds are expected and up to 12 feet of storm surge could hit the Florida coastline.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up another 19%. According to the CDC, deaths also saw a large jump by 21% in 1 week. Today is officially National Beach Day. Don't recommend this for Florida. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's
going to be a good day.
No, I bet you a good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. What's happening around the world? What's happening around your neighborhood? Maybe several items we discuss in this half hour will hit you right where it counts. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, you are listening to us go back and forth with our thoughts about the issues of the day, people that are a part of our world, and one wonders how you escape. I was thinking about this because we had this conversation a few minutes ago about the relative merits of the right and the left and DeSantis and you know, booing him just because he's a white guy talking about something that happened that affected people in the so-called black community. But are we all a reflection? Think about how you think. How do you think? And what do you think about? Think about whether or not the quality of your life is best served by the thinking that creates in you anxiety, stress, anger, any number of things, versus the behavior or thought patterns that result in you smiling, having a great time. I think when I think about my grandchildren, or even being with my children, or being with Jennifer and Jay, as far as that's concerned, most pleasant moments of my life are spent in this environment. Or maybe I'm just fortunate because I have three things that I'm doing in my life that I love and I'm enjoying a great deal. So I have much to be thankful for. But when it comes to you, why do you think the way you do? Are you a good thinker? Are you a positive thinker? And if you're not, why aren't you? What?
I'm an overthinker. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right. You are. You're an overthinker. I buy that. I think I am too. Matter of fact, I'm not sure Jay is.
And Depends on the topic.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, so let's get Jennifer going. You ready, Jay?
Yes. You want to send me into some anxiety-ridden state?
Right, I do.
Go ahead.
Right.
Have the pop.
I'm looking at last week's, you know, sometimes we comment lightly on the stories from the Talkers Countdown, and our talk radio review are a reflection on this program of what's been in the top 10 story list. That we have at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. I think the Georgia election thing, there was nothing really that developed over the weekend. But number two on the list last week was the presidential race and who's running. So who do I see bristle over the weekend but Joe Biden and his advisors? Because your governor, the great Gavin Newsom, one of the real flowers
in
the Democratic
Party. Speaking of Barbie movies, he's the Ken doll of politics.
Yeah, he's the world's biggest, and I say this, I attribute lots of phoniness to a lot of politicians. This guy is the biggest fraud to inhabit the landscape of politics for decades. And how it is that
unfortunately, he's really good at it. And
he's fabulous.
A scary
great salesman.
Because yeah. He can trick a lot of people. But the results are California right now, which is not great.
Yeah, well, when you look at how he and his advisors turned the whole rhetoric of Larry Elder thing around, so that unfortunately Larry, without planning, you know, he was trying to offer himself as an alternative in the recall for Gavin Newsom, and they turned around and used him and his politics there was never a focus on Gavin Newsom.
No.
It was they turned the attention
Larry
to Larry Elder, and so you're right. He does this. He's like do I say this advisedly? There are a lot of people who have come along like Hitler who have a message. Like the Pied Piper, maybe I'll use that better. The Pied Piper, and people follow the Pied Piper, like they followed Saint Patrick. You know, Saint Patrick's Day, he was he got rid of all the snakes supposedly. Well, Newsom is a snake. You can say a lot about Biden, Newsom makes my blood boil.
Yeah, that's just maybe personal distaste, but they're both a lot alike. They both use their positions of power to make income for themselves. I mean, one of the greatest scams going right now in California, and nobody talks about it. You really have to have, like, the four members of the conservative media that just look for these things. It used to be you didn't have to be conservative or liberal media. It was just the media that would actually be investigative. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's created these new things. His wife, who has an office in his office, okay, so she has an office in the governor's office, is the first partner, I think, is what they call her. And she's created she's the first partner of California.
Good
and
God.
So she's created a film company because she's an actress and a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So she created film curriculum that they're putting the heavy hand on the school systems to use. But the school systems actually have to pay them to use the film.
What a scam.
And so not only are they paying this private company from Jennifer Newsom, but the government is paying Jennifer Newsom to make the curriculum because it's government supported. So they're like double dipping from the government as they serve. Do you think anybody would say anything about that? No. No.
What a bunch of scam. So Biden's not happy that Newsom wants to debate DeSantis. So the two number twos, is DeSantis falling for this? Is he going to do a...
When Gavin Newsom was on Sean Hannity said, hey, I want to host a debate between you and DeSantis, since obviously Newsom has made DeSantis his target for whatever reason. He thinks he's the threat. And so Newsom, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then he puts DeSantis on that hand, and he asks DeSantis. DeSantis says, okay, I'll do it. Well, apparently they can't agree on the terms, but they both have said they want to debate each other. Of course. We'll see how that goes.
That's kind of like Zuckerberg wanting to get into a cage.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. The cage match. They should do it together. That should be like a pay-per-view.
Oh, the tag team.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, one could be the opening match, one would be the main match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fabulous. All right, here's a big problem, Jennifer, and I'm looking to you to help us solve it. As much as I don't know about wine, I see that there's a big problem in France about the government says they're going to destroy enough wine to fill 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh, no.
It's going to
Jane,
cost
you. Jane, want to go to France? We can help them.
There's an economic reason that this is happening, apparently. Making wine is getting more expensive because of what's going on in the world, bottom line.
Well, it's really
and people are drinking less.
Well, people are drinking more craft beer now, which is interesting. So you see this over time, and typically it's like in decade chunks where, like, wine was super popular. All of a sudden, everybody's making and drinking craft beer, and so the French government has allocated, I think, like 200 million euros to destroy the surplus wine because they want to support the people who are producing it. I'm sure at some point it'll switch back again, but it is interesting how this kind of flip-flops and people's tastes have changed and evolved. And
well, and what's
now
that ingredient in most wines that some don't have it, and it's supposed to cause a little bit more of a headache, that wine headache, that hangover a little bit? Do you know what I'm talking about? What is
it? Sulfites.
Sulfites, yes.
Yep.
Is it that people are more aware of that? That they can't drink as much wine or something? That's why they're going to beer?
No, it could just be a shift. That could be a piece of it. A lot of wineries are really getting the pressure to go organic. And I would say about, I don't know, maybe I'm over-guessing here, but at least the ones that I come into contact with, like in California, about half of them, I would say now, are fully organic. So I think people are realizing that that's an issue. A lot of people get stuffy noses or headaches or something based on what they're using to grow the grapes. But I don't know. Or maybe people's palates are just changing. I'm not a huge beer person myself.
Yeah.
But it mostly because it makes me feel full. And ugh, I don't know.
Make mine milk. Remember that old, there was a mad campaign, make mine milk.
We need to get you into, you know, maybe think it's evaded me. I always try to find the perfect cocktail for you. Maybe it's a White Russian.
Oh, yes.
You've been trying to do that for a long time. You get me, I remember the first time you gave me that peppermint thing. How many years ago was that? Like 20 years ago you gave me this thing? And
if you remember one of those bucket cocktails that you put in the freezer, like very little alcohol in it.
Yeah, and I think your father's the one who served it to me. I don't even think you did. I think he'd get it out
it
of his refrigerator in his
house.
He
would never have something so cheeseball.
No, it was. That's right. The peppermint thing was at your house.
Yeah.
The other stuff, the worst, he's probably listening to us right now and smiling. The stuff, and I can see his refrigerator opening, and I can see him getting something out that he wants me to drink.
And then he went, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. That's about right. All right, let's talk about this guy who ran the world. I put the emphasis on ran, past tense, ran the Women's World Cup. Name is Luis. Is it Rubiales? Is that how you pronounce his name? The Spanish soccer leader. World Cup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So after the Spanish ladies won last week, he planted one on the lips of one of the players. And that apparently has gotten the world of soccer all in a tizzy.
Yeah.
Because apparently you're
just
not supposed
to. Consent.
Yeah.
And then didn't he, I feel like I saw another picture. I don't know if it was from the World Cup or a different situation, but he picked one of the players up and was carrying her over his shoulder.
Didn't see that. I just wondered.
So he's a predator, is what you're saying.
He's very friendly.
Hmm. Well, okay. So
people don't like it. No, yeah.
You can't go
around kissing people.
No, guess that's it. We're done. All right, here's the latest heartbreaker. Video of this 5-year-old boy asking for help on a Ring doorbell after getting dropped off in the wrong neighborhood. This is all over the place. His mother apparently shared what happened. It starts with footage from a Ring camera. Boy looking as he opened the door, closed the storm door, asking for help. Would you help me find my mommy? He's crying.
And there were two of them. And they were so smart. One would go up and knock on it. They were alternate. One would go up and knock on a door while the other one stayed down on the sidewalk to keep watch to make sure that they weren't abducted or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then they would take turns.
See, that's always the worry.
And the problem was that nobody was home. And fortunately, because of a lot of these Ring doorbells, there was, I think, one person who was able to talk to the kid, like, hey, I'm coming home, I'm on my way home, but they didn't wait at that house. Mm-hmm. And the mom was able to figure out what street they were on, and with the help of all the other neighbors, some of them who were like, hey, yeah, no, they came to my house, too, I saw the Ring camera, they were able to locate these kids. And they were, I think they walked like half a mile, nearly half a mile,
wow,
looking for somebody who was home to help them.
Wow.
Where was the mother? How did they get to what?
They were dropped off the school bus at the wrong location. And that's the other thing. Students are not supposed to be able to be let off the bus if the parent is not there.
Yeah,
and the bus driver does. Yeah, and the bus driver, they even talked to the bus driver, and the bus driver didn't even remember where they dropped the kids off. It was other students on the bus who remembered seeing some kids get off.
Isn't that interesting? I don't remember that. When I took the bus to school, nobody was ever home. From my house or anybody else's house. Yeah, it is a different day. The owner, I don't know, what's OnlyFans? I only look at this because this guy's making $1 million a day.
It's a missed opportunity is what it is.
What is? What do you mean?
OnlyFans is the adult website, the adult content platform. You can
sell X-rated stuff?
Yeah, you can watch people paint their toenails. You
uh-huh.
Can watch them dance naked.
You pay money for that?
People
do.
Do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the guy's making $1 million a day on this.
What does he do?
He's the owner.
He's the owner.
He's the owner. I was still thinking he's painting his toenails or
only
something.
Only fan, yeah. Makes $1 million a day running. That's why I got my attention. Only fans. So where do I sign up for that? 48 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Jay and me on the Good Day program. Good Day Health, an important adjunct to our conversation because along with food and farm and family and how we live and how we decide to take the various trails of life, what you choose in terms of your own health and well-being is very, very important. And so Jack is here to talk as we have these people on the, well, the two sides, obviously, to the continuing focus on COVID. There are those who are screaming from the rooftops, "Look out! We're going to get it again!" Ah! And then there are those who are a bit more responsible, who actually are calling out medicine, certain sectors of the medical community, for making this. Well, it was a blunder before, and anybody who goes down this road, I get that you may want to get shots. Okay, that's your decision to make. It may not be my decision. And it certainly won't be Jack Stockwell's decision, but, you know, to keep screaming and yelling about this thing is that not only it's the mildest thing I can say about it, Jack, is that it's a disservice to Americans and to humanity, but it just is ridiculous. And
well,
you know,
you have to examine what's behind it.
Okay,
What's behind the whole thing? I think it's experiments in shutting down our society. Experiments in crowd control, quarantining, lockdowns. No, it's not. And there are more and more people who have put their foot down and said, not again. Now, they're talking about ARIS, E-R-I-S, the next version that's coming along, new mutation. There's three others that are, you know, it's whichever one gets the spotlight is going to be the next biggie. So I just sent along some information about ivermectin, and an interesting thing that happened in Peru. Because most of these countries, well, all of them except the United States, pick up the health bill of their citizens.
Yeah.
And so they want stuff that works. And so ivermectin was not banned in Peru when COVID broke out 3 years ago. And they had a 74% reduction in excess deaths across 10 Peruvian states compared to local to the other nearby countries of South America.
How do you define excess deaths? Is that were directly
compared
related
to previous years? Compared to previous years during cold and flu season, and so. And then, of course, pressure was placed upon them because ivermectin was getting the spotlight in a positive nature. So they restricted it. And as soon as they restricted it, there was a 14-fold or 13-fold increase in COVID deaths as soon as they banned ivermectin. My whole point is, I would suggest, and I don't prescribe this stuff, but I suggest to my patients when they ask me, how do we get prepared for the next go-around? And I said, well, you know that I always promote the immune pack from Standard Process at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of ivermectin on hand, at least one good dose for each person of the family.
How do you get it, though?
You can go online. You just go online and Google ivermectin sources. You'll have a small conversation with a medical doctor. He'll review your case to make sure you're okay and you don't have allergies.
Online? The doctor's online?
Online. And you have a conversation with them, and then they'll send you a dose, and it's rather inexpensive.
Do you take it when you're getting the symptoms, or you just take it as a precaution?
Some people take it as a precaution, but the recommended dosage is to when you start to feel like something's going on inside you, just like anybody that felt like a cold or a flu was coming over them, you would start taking the dose. It says so much that you take for 5 days in a row.
All right, so how would that compare to the drug that came out that was you had to take within 5 days of getting COVID in order to be cured of it? I forget what it's called, what the drug's called. But
are we talking about Paxlovid?
Yep, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's the recommended one now by the medical profession. But then again, that is very disruptive of your own immune system. Ivermectin doesn't have any effect on the immune system. What it does is it prevents the replication of the viral elements that are involved with COVID. And completely safe. It's been around for 100 years now. It's been used with malaria and several other kinds of diseases that have some kind of a parasitic effect on the body. And it's the spike protein that is triggered development inside the body from the mRNA vaccines it seems to inhibit its growth.
I think you just take vitamin C, you take zinc, you take golden seal, echinacea, all the things that build up your immune system, and forget about all this other stuff. That's what I've done, and much of it your recomendation. It just, I feel comfortable.
Well, that's why some people get sick and some people don't. People who don't get sick have strong, resistant immune systems.
I choose a good, strong immune system. Thank you very much, and so does Jack. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.